Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, we're tackling some of those hard-to-ask sex and dating topics. Are you interested in exploring casual sex but don't know how to get started? Ready to ditch your current anticlimactic birth control method? Is there such a thing as too much masturbation? Plus tips for seriously hot pregnancy sex. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Go there now. Do it now. You can easily subscribe to everything, all of our social media, which I do believe that you will enjoy. Our newsletter, subscribe to the podcast, which makes everyone's life so much easier. And go shopping. We've got a store. Take a gander. All the great products that I talk about are there on the website. And it's a good time. And I'm here with Anderson. Happy Steak and Blowjob Day. How's it going for you so far?
It's going fantastic. It's my favorite day of the year.
Any steaks? Any blowjobs?
You know, it'd be awful if you get those mixed up or like just eating the steak while trying to give the blowjob. That's a bad sign. First of all, she's not that bright, so you should probably leave her. Second of all, right? It's
steak and blowjob.
Especially
day.
If it's raw or like, you know, rare. But no, I've never had the opportunity to actually enjoy that. I don't think that my wife.
Do you want me to give her a call?
Is it bad? To say current wife, that's probably not a good outlook.
Yeah, well, your wife, the only wife.
The only wife.
How about the wife?
The wife, yeah. The wife, I don't think she has any idea where it is on the calendar. If she did know, she would probably hate that day.
A lot of women might hate this day, mm-hmm. but I think it's a day to embrace it. Come on. It's an easy one. It's like a slam dunk. Mm-hmm. Meat and blowjobs. Like, I'm not saying that like every guy loves it, but pretty much guys do. Like, probably a dude.
Probably
guys
who
wrote the Constitution.
Probably a frat.
Right.
Male response to Valentine's Day,
so why don't we do this? And we all know how you feel about Valentine's Day as well.
I appreciate it. I'm glad that it's out there floating around. I don't know how
official it is. Like a Froyo and Cunnilingus Day.
I don't think Hallmark has gotten involved yet.
No, not yet.
No.
They wouldn't probably because like Disney, Hallmark, all that stuff. Yeah. But hey, blowjobs are, you know, for lovers. Who doesn't like blowjob? Who doesn't like oral sex? Right?
Right.
Correct?
Right.
Some people don't. But I'm shocked by those people.
Yeah.
Especially women. But I know a lot of women just... I feel like for a lot of women,
it's too sensitive.
Yeah. I know that Drew always said on Love Line, like maybe she's sensitive.
Or they're too sensitive about their scent down there.
Yeah, their scent, or they think they look funny because this girl in porn had a different vagina, right. And all vaginas are different, and they're like snowflakes. Okay, speaking of your current wife,
yes.
I'm curious, where did you guys go on your first vacation? Do you remember?
No.
No?
I'm sorry, that's a terrible answer. But no,
it's,
I took her on a day trip that was like 5 hours away from where we lived, but we didn't spend the night. No.
Okay. Okay.
I can't remember. That's a great question, and I'm kind
Thank
of ashamed
no,
that
okay.
I
don't
remember.
Don't worry, because it leads into this.
We've been on so many. We've been out of town so many times to like... Well, it's kind of embarrassing to admit, but I was somewhat homeless when we first started dating. Like, I was just kind of like living on friends' couches.
Yeah.
So the first time that we ever like...
And she's still with you.
Yeah. Like, I would get like really like, you know, Motel 6s and stuff, and we'd stay there.
Right.
She was cool
okay.
with it, though.
Well, it worked.
But that was kind of like a vacation, I guess. So I guess Newbury Park...
Hey, dude, it worked. I'm just asking because a lot of couples, we always say it's a good time to get to know someone, go out of town. And
road trips are great to like
I
to
love
get to know.
Road trips.
Make sure it's not too far, though, if you don't know the other person that well, because you'll realize if you guys should be together on the way there or not. And then you got to come back. And if it's not working out, the drive back is brutal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I remember going through this before.
Yeah.
So couples, I'm going right into sex in the news here because I like this story. Couples who choose Mexico for first vacation are more
Come
likely to break up.
Oh.
Couples who go to Mexico for their first holiday together are more likely to break up, a survey says. So it was the number one destination for couples who subsequently went from just 2 to 1. So the survey said that it pulled 2,100 adults. And of those who had broken up soon after their first holiday, 21% they've been to Mexico. Ibiza was the second worst breakup.
Ibiza.
Yeah, 17%. Followed by Portugal, 12%.
What?
Yeah, Ibiza is just a big party. I think that'd be number one, but maybe not as many who go to Ibiza. And then I started thinking about Mexico, and I've literally been to Mexico probably with 7 guys in my life, and none of them worked out. But that's not why. I don't think that Mexico is
anywhere you've been with a guy, you can say it didn't work out, right? Anywhere.
Exactly. But I just thought that was interesting. It's
like
they left the relationship because Mexico just says, let's go have blackout sex and lots of Mexican
Especially like our Mexico, speaking from Southern California, like that's a lot of like college relationships, right? And they're going down there for the weekend, going down to TJ. You know, they're
not
going to.
It's not easy for everyone, right? Because this study says that people who went to Spain and Italy and Cyprus as their first time getaway, it's a long relationship,
right?
It sparked a long relationship.
Well, that's because they're both from money, and they're probably almost like arranged marriages
by
their
like,
parents.
Let's do sophisticated something, and we're probably in Europe anyway, and we don't go to Mexico. But I just thought it was interesting, and it is important for couples to take time away. And here's the thing: even going to Motel 6, which I used to do that as well.
Just great change of
just
scenery.
Just good to change it up. I always say, like, one of my number one tips, you're like, how do I spice it up? I'm like, get outside your bedroom.
Yep.
Do something different.
Mm-hmm.
But don't go to Mexico, apparently. Although, let's not forget that I had my best sex of the year.
Yes.
In Mexico.
I was going to bring that up if you didn't.
Were you?
Yeah. I went to get a massage, and she got the full body.
I did. Yeah. Not that moment. It wasn't like in the
You're
room.
Like, it's good that the strength is right. Just more inside, please. Could you do it more inside?
That was a highlight of my sexual escapades in 2016, although there weren't many. But I have to say that's okay because I'm happy that the year went out with a bang with that one. I love that. So anything else? How are you? Are you good?
I'm good. I'm well. How you been? What's
I've
been going
been
down
really
over here?
Really good. Yeah. Well,
I lied last time I was on. I said, I'm not going to come back until after the movies. I was able to squeeze one more in. You know how much I love coming here and seeing you.
I appreciate it.
So yeah, now this is probably the last time I'm going to see you for a few weeks because I'm going to be shooting the movie.
Which saddens me.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you're doing the movie.
Yeah. You know what? I owe a great gratitude to you as well for helping make this movie become a reality. We had a really great time at our brunch with Marvin.
Mervin. Yeah.
Mervin. Amazing. Sorry, Mervin. I did that all the entire time.
Mervin. Yeah. No, I love meeting my listeners. It's fun. We should maybe do auctions a lot.
We should do that. Just, you know, yeah.
And maybe then coming, I have my date with the guy who
the UV guy.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question about the UV stuff. Does it kill AIDS?
Does it kill AIDS?
Like, let's say you had like AIDS on like one of your sex toys.
You're not gonna have AIDS. What do you mean? Like,
I don't know, you never like, know. Put it in the UV thing. Does it kill?
It kills 99.9% of harmful bacteria.
Always that 99.9. Is that one tenth?
Oh, it's a kryptonite. Butter gut in there. Yeah. No. And also, can you know what other important thing the UV does is that it also sanitizes your phone.
Oh yes.
You sanitize everything. Like, how friggin' dirty is your phone?
Yeah.
Do you clean your phone every day?
They say that the phone is filthier than toilets.
I believe it.
I clean my phone every day. I'm lucky if I clean it once every 6 months.
You clean
I'm horrible.
Yourself every day, but yeah, it's important. I'm doing it. I take like wipes to my bed and I clean it. What?
The new phones, right? The iPhone 7s, aren't they waterproof?
Yeah, I drop mine in the toilet all the time.
What?
Well, I always drop mine in the toilet at least one phone, in the toilet? One per phone or somewhere.
It's filthy.
It's water. Something spills on it. Not on purpose.
What I'm saying though,
I'm not like this will be fun.
I don't have one yet, but when I get, we're all gonna have most of our lives. We're probably gonna have waterproof phones, right? Because technology is always.
Why haven't we?
I'm going to get in the habit of just taking it in the shower with me every day. It's like a part of my person.
I don't think it can get that wet.
Yeah, well, the new ones will.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna wash my hair, and then you wash your armpits, and down regions, and then the phone. That'd be like the fifth thing.
Yeah. I think you could just use those wipey things. That's what I do now. Because this woman told me that every night she gets in bed, she washes her face, and then she takes these little wipes and she wipes her phone.
She has a husband or a man in her life?
She's probably got so not. Much time on her hands. Yeah. It just is kind of gross. But yeah, the UV can do that, which is really
fun.
This
phone that I'm looking at right now that's sitting next to you.
So dirty.
That's been in the toilet?
No, not. I'm not. Don't talk about it because now it's going to fall in the toilet. No, but now I feel like it's going to drop in the toilet because we're talking about dropping toilet. Just like I got a new laptop because...
That's been in the toilet too?
No, I was saying I don't need a new laptop. And then we were talking in the office that we need new laptops. Murphy's, and then I dropped it.
Right.
But it didn't break. It's right there. But I got a new one. Isn't this pretty?
It is. It's very pretty.
But just like phones, everything, the charger's changing and the thing and the thing. It's annoying.
Like all that shit that you had that you paid extra for, it's useless.
But I'm not complaining because life is really good.
Engineered obsolescence is what they call that.
What?
Engineered obsolescence.
Making it obsolete so you spend more money?
Yeah. They do it on purpose.
That's all. Absolutely.
Motherfuckers.
Why would they? Yeah. That's why you have to upgrade your phone to get all your new information. Yeah. It's dark, but it's great.
When they do it with sex toys, though, it makes sense because they're advancing. They're always making newer ones that are better that can reach
people. That's true. Sex toys are women. Just, oh my God, there's amazing toys out there right now. We get amazing products here, I have to say.
Only they could cook.
What'd you say?
Like
if only they could cook or go to the farmer's market with you, life would be good. But no, and also living in my new home, like I've talked about, it really has changed my life in so many ways. Just to be in a space,
I've
been here for 4 years and I've never had a house. I've always been kind of in between.
Right.
I've like, oh, I'm going to move out of this place in a year or 6 months. And I was there for 3.5. And
you want to nest here. You want to stay.
I'm nesting a little bit. Yeah.
Set down roots.
Yeah. I got plates.
Yeah.
I'm going to cook, get Blue Apron. The whole thing is happening. Yeah. My sex toys are organized.
Nice.
My color.
It's a great little neighborhood, too. I lived in that neighborhood for a couple of years. I really like it.
I love my neighborhood. Yeah. I like the people, the whole thing. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
So I am going to give a shout out to our sponsors right now. Then we're going to do some emails. And thank you, everyone, also for following me on all my social media because I love doing it.
Right.
Snapchat, we're doing that right now. Snapchat, Instagram, at Sex Emily, Facebook, all that fun stuff. And thank you for supporting our sponsors. We only talk about products and toys and things like that we've tried and that we love. So thank you for supporting them.
You kind of pick and choose your sponsors. Oh, say no to sponsors.
All
you
the
would
time.
Never
we
be
just
on
got
here.
Stuff delivered just now. Jamie just came in and said we got packages and I know these one we're not going to like and not going to talk about it.
I can tell the listener right now, it's pretty much podcasts across the board as far as the people that I know and the shows that I do. We get to kind of pick. If you're listening to there's a notorious AM station I heard that's huge, and I hear these hosts talking about products. None of them use them.
Right,
none of them
you can
like
tell.
Them. They don't have a choice though, because it's the mucky wuck at
that's
the top
true.
Say you're the spots that you're reading. In the podcast world, we get to say no. And sometimes it does hurt your wallet a little bit, but we don't feel comfortable because the show is you. It's not the station. There's no station above you.
And
so that this is truth.
Yeah, I'm not like desperate to support something that I don't know. And what's that's also the thing I love about podcast listeners, and you know this as well, is that you guys are so loyal
and engaged.
And you listen to the shows and you're engaged and you have supported a lot of my sponsors and you've bought their products, which is why I can do the show. And I'm going to say this right now that I'd like to do add a third show this year.
A third show?
Third,
a week?
Two a week.
Really?
And I want to add another one. And that's because you guys are supporting the show.
Three a week.
It.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that, dude?
Look at that.
I love doing the shows. I'm like, why aren't doing more shows and more videos? That's what I love doing. Can't we just do more?
Three
What's
a week?
The problem?
Menage a trois.
How about that? Okay, everyone. So thank you for that. And we'll be right back with your emails. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. Okay, if you have a question you want me to answer on the show, I will do that. Just check out my website, Sex with Emily. Go to the Ask Emily tab and fill out the form. Hit send. Then it's there. And you can also choose to be called, because we'd like to call you and get into your questions and help you. And you can also leave me a voicemail, 818-ASK-SWE1 or 818-275-7931. As always, include your age, where you live, and how you listen to the show.
818. That's the area code for the Valley, which is the, I'm giving the listener a good way to memorize it.
Oh, yeah, give him some,
818 is the area code for the Valley, which is where all the porn used to be shot back when the
good
porn
context.
Industry was huge. So 818. And then it's SWE. I don't even know the name. Sex with Emily?
Yeah, sorry. Ask SWE.
Ask SWE1. So it's simple.
People know, but somebody on Snapchat, so I just did a snap and I was like, hey, everyone, like, send me a question, a voicemail. And some kid messaged me and said, hey, what does that mean? Like, he might not have even known eight. That the phone numbers can be numbers. Is that like an older
thing? No, I think for a while, some of the newer cell phones, for a little bit, they didn't have the number. I remember we had that problem at Loveline, but no longer. Now pretty much every phone, I know my iPhone does, and they have the numbers there.
Like if you look at the keyboard.
But SWE is Sex with Emily, too, if you're not making that connection. So it's Ask SWE1.
Right. So like really, if you look at it, it's like 7931.
You
right.
said it.
Yeah. I said it, but now I'm looking at my phone to make sure I had numbers, and I did. Those were dark times when you couldn't match up the numbers.
Yeah,
the
it was a really, really brief time. I can't remember exactly what was going on, but I think it was maybe the Trios and the Blackberries that people were having issues with that.
Dark. Yeah. Dark time. Okay. Hey, Emily, I just started listening to your podcast this year and I love it. I'm having troubles with my own sex life. So I lost my virginity summer going into college and I was very drunk. So I only remember small portions of the night. I recently just had a one-night stand and I've been trying to slyly get back with the guy at the same time, but I think he's fucking another girl now.
Jesus.
We never talked about our night, and I would say I'm inexperienced about anything in the bedroom. My main issue is this. I want more sex, but I'm not comfortable going around with different guys. So I guess my question is, what do I do from here? Thank you, Megan, age 19. I don't know why Siri is talking to me.
Emily's Siri just turned on and it's dictating what she's saying and it distracted both of us. And it's doing a really good job. I'm actually really impressed with that.
I know. Inexperienced, because I don't know what it means. If you she says, if you like, I can search inexperienced about anything that I want more than sex.
Everything you just said, though, to Megan as you were reading her email.
Siri's
her email.
Looking right now, too. Should we see what Siri finds?
What if
Let's search the web.
What if Siri contacts Megan with an answer of her own? Oh, sentient beings.
I want to see what Siri did here. Okay, let's talk to Megan. Okay, sorry. Megan, my sweet, you're 19. This is the reality check of the day, okay? Here's your reality check. I don't love the idea of you just finding guys out there to have sex with to get more experience. That is not the solution. It doesn't work this way. A bunch of one-night stands is not going to help you on your mission to feel confident and to enjoy sex.
Counterintuitive.
The more you have sex, right.
It does seem like it would.
It does,
but
right?
It doesn't. It actually kind of, I think, makes you even more confused. The Dr. Drew in me is saying 19 years old already having blackout sex.
Yeah,
Megan.
Right.
The crystal ball is not looking fondly.
No, that's a, future. That's a good point. Let's, careful. Let's ease slow back it down. On the drinking, make some friends, like go out on dates.
Restricted
with guys.
To like Miller Lite for a while.
Yeah. Something. God, that's what we drink in college. Yeah. Is that what everyone drink in college? And Pabst Blue Ribbon?
Pabst. That's Pabst is big with the hipsters
with
now.
The Midwest. Yeah. I know, but we were Midwest. Okay, here's the thing. The more that that's you've troubling. Sex with someone that you know, Megan, the more comfortable you will feel. So going after this one night stand guy who's having sex with someone else, good. Let him go. He's a one night stand for a reason. But just like, here's the thing about sex is that the more sex, you know, sexual confidence comes from like sexual competence. And how you're going to get sexual competence is when you, first of all, understand your own body and what makes you feel good. And also like the more like listening to the show will help you have confidence because you'll start to understand and educate yourself around sex. And then also experience will help you have confidence. But really just experience, it's like the right kind of experience, not having blackout sex, not just having this urgent, I have to have as much under my belt.
Right.
That's not how you get good at it.
The under the belt, I think I have a good analogy. Let's say you want to be a
analogy.
You want to be a storyteller, you want to be a writer, and you're going to go about doing that and getting experience by reading the first page of a bunch of different books. You're not going to be a good writer.
That's a good one.
Because you're not following through and you're not figuring out how the whole thing works, especially if you're drinking when you're reading these first pages of all these different novels. So you got to find a novel, stick with it for a while. That novel might be yourself too, right? It might just be getting to know yourself, like you say, show in, show out. That especially the ladies, they got to figure out how their bodies work.
You do. Masturbation is sex with someone you love, and the more that you understand your body and you spend time masturbating without a goal in mind, if you haven't had an orgasm yet, that's totally fine. But it's just like touching yourself and fantasizing. You will learn that, like, oh, this feels really good. And then when you have sex with someone, you'll know how to. That actually will help with your sexual confidence and competence as well.
And you got to be sober enough to remember what works and what doesn't.
Right. Do you ever have, like? I guess you probably do. Blackout masturbation sex.
What? What is that?
I don't know. When you sex, you know, masturbate and you don't remember. Like, do you wake up and go, whoa, it's all sticky?
What? No.
You never just masturbate that's when you're
never
drunk?
Happened.
How do you know?
I've had like blackout, like one night stands where I remember that like, I think we had sex. That's about how bad it's gotten, but I've never woken up with my pants down.
No, I would just think that would happen. I would think that would happen. Jesus, that'd be if you thought you were going to get laid that night.
I would quit drinking.
Didn't.
Especially if it happened like at a friend's house. Why, or something, though? Or my parents' you house. I'm in the living room sense. And I wake up and they're like getting ready for breakfast. Oh my God, that's awful. I can't believe I've never seen a scenario like that in a movie or something.
Blackout.
I'm sure it has happened.
Yeah.
No, you know why it doesn't?
I have. You I mean, I got blackout, but I've had like, oh, I got masturbated. Like my toys there in the bed.
And you forgot?
I didn't forget, but oh, I wake up like, oh.
Maybe you did.
I didn't forget.
I think this happened the females more so than the men, because if you're that drunk, it's hard to even get it going.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
It's hard to get it going. It's hard to get your
mind
on board.
God did that on purpose so that we wouldn't be just found passed out with semen all over our chest and our pants down everywhere.
I don't think God had anything to do with it, but.
Because that would be a thing that would not be unique, I think. I think it would happen a lot more. Like any guy that had a roommate in college would probably have woken up in the morning with his roommate on the couch, pants down, finished, but passed out. Yeah.
I would just think that guys, because they just want to release themselves. And if you're drunk, you just lose that sense of.
You get to the point where you're so drunk, you're not even thinking. You're just thinking, like, I need a hot dog.
No, I get it. But yeah, the food is never a problem.
Yeah.
You can always eat. Okay. Hey, Emily, I've been listening for a little over a year to you now, and I love your show. I just want you to know that you've helped me with your tips so much. I try to use them every chance I get. I'm engaged and I'm absolutely in love with my fiance. She's the only woman who I've been with and the sex is amazing. Mm-mm. We're so in sync with each other that we come at the same time.
Ooh.
However, I have to pull out. I've always wanted to know what it's like to come inside of her, but I don't want to run the risk of getting her pregnant as we are not in the stage of our life to have kids yet.
If only there was like prophylactics in the world.
She is on the pill, and since, just keep listening, Anderson. She is on the pill, and since she has been on it a while, we no longer use condoms. What's the chance of her getting pregnant if I come inside her and she's been on birth control for 6 months? Thanks for your advice. Keep up the great work. Matt, age 21. Matt, my darling, I'm so glad you listened to the show, and I'm so glad you emailed me, because today is your lucky day. I've got some amazing news for you.
Stats?
She's on the pill.
Yeah.
You can come inside her. It's 99% effective.
I was going to say 99.9 is a joke. Like one of those
it truly
hacky
is.
Callbacks.
It truly is 99% effective. You are so good to go. Uh-huh. However, so that means you're good. Like, you don't need to wear condoms anymore. She's been on the pill for 6 months. It's 99% effective if you use it correctly. Now, what does this mean? She takes it every single day. She doesn't skip a day. If she skips a day, it drops down to like 91% or 87% effective.
Just one day. Wow.
If she, you know, or she misses several pills. Yeah. Well, that chick says you got to leave it by your bed or wherever you think you're going to, you know, set an alarm on your phone. It's so easy to remember, but she's got to take it correctly.
What about your toothbrush?
If you're sick, like if you have diarrhea or you vomit.
What, Emily?
Yeah,
come
no,
on.
It's true. It becomes less effective.
Yeah.
Well, it's just true. We cover the dick and everybody. Sorry, I don't like talking about poop anything. But I'm just trying to give some medical advice here, some technical advice. Right. So, Matt, I'm glad. See, this is what I'm saying. You could have, like, so, Matt, you're good. And first of all, I love that you're coming together and you're pulling out. Yeah. You're like the miracle couple. Right. And you're 21 and you're engaged. All right.
I'm concerned with it. It's his only partner ever. That's a little bit troubling. I don't know if this is going to be, you know, go the length. I know, Matt, you don't want to hear that, but stats will tell you that that's probably a long shot.
I don't know where you're right.
Why not use a condom to try finishing at the same time, unless you don't have as much control, perhaps?
No, but he doesn't need to use the condom.
But why, you know, maybe she's got diarrhea. You don't know.
No, I'm saying she's on the pill.
Yeah, but maybe it's not less effective because maybe she forgot. Just to be safe, right?
No, right now I'm going to assume, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt and say that she's been using it for 6 months and she's fine.
You can take her to a pool. If she gets in the pool, you'll know that she doesn't have diarrhea because you can't go there for 2 weeks.
I'm just saying if she got sick last week and had a stomach ache. But you're fine, Matt. You're totally fine. And you guys, I'm sure you've been tested. You're each other's first couple partners. Like, there's nothing to worry about here. You're 21. So enjoy this and know that I don't know why you're rushing into marriage at 21.
Right. Don't do that. That's a bad move.
I just think you should wait on that.
If you have if she does get pregnant with the 99.9% effect, that kid's badass.
Paul Anderson.
Right?
What?
That's going to be, if a kid can bust through like the 99.9%, you're going to have a sweet ass kid, right? Like, that kid needs to be here.
That is true.
So just embrace it.
But then she probably had some sneaky diarrhea she didn't tell him about. I just don't believe that can happen. Yeah. Whenever, like, oh, it's weird. She got pregnant.
You know the signs they have by the pools, Em, where it's like, you can't go in this pool if you've had diarrhea in the last 14 days. So like a public pool. So you can take her to the public pool.
Somebody else had diarrhea.
If she gets in the pool, you'll know for sure that she doesn't. Or she hasn't. See, right. It's a way to figure it out without asking.
But it's not summer everywhere. But I get what you're saying. This is so confusing. But you guys are good. I love to see. These are the kind of questions that, like, he's been like, oh my God. And now he's already there.
Right.
So go have some great sex. Happy
to get an accomplishment to be able to finish at the same time. A lot of couples never, like, ever master that.
They never, ever do, especially with condoms on. And he pulls out. Like, they come together and he pulls out. Thing.
How does that work though for the girl? Wouldn't that be kind of tough for her to continue to finish?
Well, maybe she comes and then he's.
So it's like right after.
He waits. He's got ejaculatory control.
Not quite at the exact time then, right? You know, see what I'm saying? Like, he's going to pull out. It's going to.
Yeah, it's a little confusing to me too. But it's
Indiana
really
Jones
well-timed.
Thing where you replace the penis That's immediately the with a vibrator.
Right. I don't know. I mean, maybe she's coming and then he pulls out. I hope she's really coming.
I hope so too. Yeah, God
every
knows.
Time. I mean,
fake.
I don't know if she's faking it. I don't think she is faking it. Let's just give her the benefit of the doubt. But that's pretty tricky. Mm-hmm. But hey, they got chemistry.
Maybe she's still kind of finishing up because you guys go a little bit.
No,
longer
they do. We do. We can keep going sometimes when they pull out. Like, it can still keep happening.
Yeah. Okay.
Not always.
Good for you, Matt. Just be careful because I last week we took a call where a guy was wallowing because the relationship ended, right? And he was about 26 after a 4-year relationship. I can see this guy maybe being in a similar situation in 3 years. Just know that, you know, life's long. This might not be the girl forever, and it's okay if it's not. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Be prepared.
Exactly. Be prepared.
When I was that age, I was on my third time that I thought, this is the girl I'm going to be with forever. And I was only like 21, 22, and I thought that for the third time.
I know. And that's why I feel like, is that responsible to tell them that? But the stats show it. You're 21. You don't know yourself at 21, you know? Like,
I remember hearing that from my first girlfriend. Her parents were telling us that. And I remember, like, saying, well, we'll show you, right? And then, I mean, she's such a distant memory now. It was ridiculous. It was puppy love.
I just feel like in your 20s, you don't have as much experience. You just can't because of the age you're at. And you assume it hurts. It's like harder. You fall every time. And you think it's not going to happen again. I'll never find anyone like this. And this is amazing because you've never felt it. So you think this must be the one that I need to stay with. Now, some relationships people do get together in their 20s and last for a very long time.
They're from small
towns.
Many
don't.
In the 50s.
Don't say that necessarily.
1950s small town life.
Okay, another email. Dear Emily, I'm pregnant with my second child, and as my tummy grows, missionary becomes harder. My husband and I enjoy many positions, but my only successful mode at achieving orgasm comes from a specific rhythm and grind with him on top. This is now impossible with my belly. Any suggestions on keeping pregnant sex fun for me? I'm considering toys. Suggestions? Thank you, Jules. Age 30. You had a pregnant wife once. But
I did.
You don't talk about your sex life. So here's the thing. Feel free to jump in. Jules, I love that you are focusing on keeping the sex hot during pregnancy because it's not
different.
Always easy. It's definitely different. Always good. But it's important for couples to stay connected. And plus, sex can actually feel better for a lot of women during pregnancy. Not all, but some. And also during pregnancy, your body's level of estrogen, progesterone, all those hormones, they increase your blood flow to your pelvic region.
That makes sense.
Not only that, your breasts. So your breasts can be more sensitive. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was just talking to a pregnant friend. She's like, oh my God, my nipples. Every time I'm pregnant, I have like nipple orgasms. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Bonus, right?
Right.
Other things go wrong maybe, but. So I get that you love the top, him being on top because you've got your grind down with him on top of you. And that means that you require clitoral stimulation like most women. So when he's on top, he's rocking back and forth. The base of his penis is rubbing against you. And I understand why right now that is not going to work. So you got to look for positions that take all the pressure off of your belly and put it on your clitoris.
Wait, is she, he's on top of her?
Yeah. So she likes missionary. Like a lot of women.
Yeah.
For them, a lot
especially
of women's cowgirl.
That you give where like the guy goes up a little bit like further on her and then rubs back and
the
forth.
The coital alignment technique.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one.
The cat. But here's the other thing. I wonder if you've tried cowgirl woman on top or even reverse cowgirl, because when you're on top, you're actually in control of the motion and the depth and the speed. And so while you're on top, you can kind of grind in that same position that you were, that you might do when he's on top of you. And he has access to your breasts, which might be very sensitive right now. And that could be really fun. So if you want to still grind, it might take a little bit more practice. But I think this is a good time to experiment with new positions if you know. Because here's the thing. We get set in our ways. We're like, I can only come in this position. But I think you're going to be surprised to learn through pregnancy or whatever it is that pushed you to this, that you can come in other ways. So if you can get out of your head that it's not going to happen, because a lot of us think, well, this just won't happen. This won't work. But you're asking me the question. Mm-hmm. So I think cowgirl is great because you are putting that pressure on your clitoris.
Right.
And instead of doing the bouncing up and down thing, as we see a lot in porn and stuff like that, rock back and forth and pay special attention to your clitoris as you're like moving against his pubic bone. And also you asked about toys. I'd say with any of these positions, I'm going to tell you a few, but you definitely use a toy. Like for sure. It's a great time to use them and you'll definitely have an orgasm, clitoral stimulation. I like the FT London. This is one of our new sponsors and it's only because I literally have known the guy who made these toys. It was called Fun Toys. They just changed their name. I'm obsessed with all of his toys and I've been friends with him. I met him 5 years ago at a toy show and his toys are killer. So it's a C-ring, goes around your finger, right? It's shaped like a C, it's not a cock ring, but you wear it like a finger vibe and it's powerful and it's waterproof and he can wear it on his hand. And it becomes a vibrator, right. Or you wear it in your hand.
It
I'm showing
you
my finger.
Like a little mini RoboCop.
Yes. And it kind of can fit anywhere your finger goes. So right. You can just like rub it on your, it's amazing.
I like it. They should call it RoboCock.
RoboCock?
Yeah.
The movie they should call that?
Well, no, because your finger's like half bionic and half like
right.
Actual organic like RoboCop was. So
RoboCock?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll email him.
Yeah, give him a shot.
Also, the Mystic Wand vibe is amazing because it's like curved and so it's ergonomic mm-hmm. and it's easy to get around your belly.
Right.
I'm not saying you're fat. Get around your belly when you're
She's
pregnant.
She's got a big belly.
I know. Yeah. I'm just kidding because you get right. sensitive when you think I say you're fat.
Right.
The Mystic Wand is cool. It's by Vibratex and I love it. It's actually one of the best toys I think that came out last year. I think I've talked about it on the show. It's rechargeable, waterproof, freaking strong. It's awesome.
What about the suction cup one that you've talked about? That sounds like it might work for her.
The womanizer.
Yeah.
The womanizer actually is a great one, but I kind of think of it as like a solo thing because you really have to like cup it around your clitoris. It's not so great for the grinding and the moving around because it like gives your clitoris little butterfly kisses. It's mm-hmm. heaven. Pleasure air technology. It's brilliant. But I would say that's what I would try. And then for other positions, for pregnant sex, also you could do reverse cowgirl, same kind of thing. Edge of couch missionary. So here's the other way you can kind of cheat missionary is if you lay back on the couch with your or your bed and your legs are coming off the bed and your partner stands in between your legs. So in this position, you can use your hands or a toy to stimulate the clitoris while he does most of the work. So if you see what I'm saying, you can even just Google like edge of couch missionary, but like you're still laying flat. You're still getting the missionary thing. You might need a little extra stim, but that could work too until week 20. And then doctors recommend avoiding this position. Scissors position.
Scissors.
Yeah. You know, picture it. Like you're both lying on the bed.
Just picturing where his leg goes with that belly.
Yeah. Well, it works. So
careful.
You can be on the
careful
bottom.
Of kneeing the belly there.
Spooning, lying on your side. Amazing. Uh-huh. Takes the pressure off when, you know, you wake up in the morning, whatever. It's easy. It's an intimate position. A lot of couples will be very connected in spooning position. And
did she say how far down the pregnancy road she is?
She didn't.
No.
She did not. Well, tell me about
They encourage it. I didn't know this until, you know, I had a pregnant wife, but they actually, when I say they, I mean like medical staff and your handlers encourage you to have more sex, like especially in the third trimester, because it a lot of time it induces labor. So there's that.
Did you
plunge the kid out of there?
Did you feel, and that's weird because that's typically when maybe you think for the guy it could be stranger to have sex.
It's a little more different. I wouldn't say it's awful by any stretch.
No, you wouldn't say that.
No, well, I mean, it really isn't. It's not. It's very, very different because you've never, especially if it's the first go round, it's weird seeing your wife so different. But I've heard over the years too, going back to Loveline, and Drew used to call one of God's little jokes, and that's towards the end of the third trimester, women get a little more frisky.
Right, they want sex more.
And that could be because it does induce labor sometimes, and that's a way. We actually, we went to a place that has this salad dressing that's supposed to make everyone give birth.
What?
Real thing.
Even if you're not pregnant?
No. For just pregnant ladies, yes. And we went.
Birth, like, what, some roadside?
And she went into labor the next morning, but... You know, I think that a lot of that has to do with women who are really tired of being pregnant because they're like 3 or 4 days past their due date, and then they go there and then magically they give birth. Right. You know what I mean? But we went there. We got the balsamic dressing. It's like
a good
over,
marketing gimmick.
Over in Coldwater.
Seriously,
cold water.
Do people like go and they can drove?
I'll show you the reviews after the show, but yeah.
They made that up.
Maybe. It's genius.
What would be in it that would be healthy at all to induce
like
it?
Some
why
spice.
Why wouldn't they sell it at like Safeway?
Maybe they will one day. Just,
that's true.
Safeway. What kind of? We don't even have Safeways out here in Southern California.
We don't.
No.
I don't know. It's a San Francisco.
Like they're like the parent company of like the smaller ones.
I don't know. What do we have here? Vons.
We have Vons and Ralphs.
I don't go ever
Sprouts,
go to
Sprouts. Whole Foods. You probably go to Whole Foods.
No.
Really?
Whole Foods is just such a disappointment.
Is it?
Yes. It's just it's expensive, and you leave there, and you've just spent like $100, and you've got nothing to eat. And I just think it's overrated and overpriced.
I agree.
And
Agreed.
I don't love it.
Yeah, neither do I.
And I truly am just going to do Blue Apron from now on for the rest of my goddamn life.
You could.
Because I always have food.
You could survive on Blue Apron.
Here's the other thing. It's not that I don't eat. I do eat. Like people think, oh, you're small. You don't eat. The meals last you like 2-3 days. Like it's enough for what they say is for one serving can last for two people.
I usually portion them out. So it's 3 servings per meal per recipe.
So they're like, they're generous as well.
Was that
so
just a little
like
bonus
that.
Or are we actually doing a read here?
No.
Okay.
Oh, no. Yeah. Go to Sex with what is it? BlueApron.com/Sex with Emily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get one of those free meals. You get like 3 free meals. No, I'm just talking about it because it's like my new thing.
It's great too. Like if you're in a new relationship and you're not really sure what to do and you know, Netflixing and chilling isn't going, or it's a good thing to do with somebody else, whether it's your mom or like a new girlfriend or boyfriend.
Cooking?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's best to be and Blue Apron because you can just follow it.
And you can get 3 free meals. If you check it. Okay, but here's the deal. What are you Netflixing on right now? Anything new? Like I got my TV set up and speakers and I'd like to watch something today.
On Netflix. Have you seen Stranger Things yet? It's a little old, but I bet you would enjoy that.
No, but that's on my list.
All right, watch that.
Okay.
Boom. Done.
Thank you. I'm meaning to ask you. And movies. We'll get to that after. Or we can listen to your podcast.
Yes, Film Vault Cinematics, yes.
Okay, how about an anal sex question?
Right on the dovetailing out of Cinematics and Film Vault? Sure, let's go to anal.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Hey, that means people were paying attention, too. Because when you say anal, everyone's ears perk up. Hi, Emily. I'm a big fan of the show.
Thanks. Should just name all shows.
I know, anal or
anal sex with Emily. Well, that works too well, so that doesn't... Anal sex with Emily. But I was like, anal the Film Vault. Anal Cinematics.
Do you know how awkward it is, though, saying to people, like, what do you do? I don't have, like, the one word answer of what I do, but like I host a show.
Do a relationship show.
That's what my mom tells everybody.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't want to say sex. Whatever, mom. They'll Google me. Okay. Anal. Emily, big fan of the show. Thanks for doing what you do. It's awesome to listen to a show so free and open about all things sex and relationships. My question is about anal sex. My partner has hinted a few times that she may be interested in trying anal. I'm really unsure how to bring it up with her in a way that won't make her feel uncomfortable. I'm also unsure how the hygiene side goes with anal, like how do you prepare for it? Also, if my partner is interested, is there anything she can do to help her not have a bad experience? I've heard it can be quite painful. I want it to be comfortable and enjoy our time together. Thanks again, all the way from Australia, Sam, age 19. He's getting on the anal train.
Hoping to
get on the L train. God, this is such a long... We've also... Check out our website. We've got a lot of great tips and articles and blog posts and stuff about anal sex. We've done full shows on anal, but let me give you some pointers
and
here.
And when you're done, Cloris Leachman, famous older actress.
Right? I know she is.
Had some great advice, which I heard once and I will give that.
About
well.
Anal?
Yes.
Okay, please. That would be the nice... icing on Cloris the Leachman, anal cake.
Cloris Leachman will weigh in at the end.
Okay, perfect. I love that you know that she's on board, and venturing into anal can be super overwhelming. So here's the hygiene thing. Yeah, take a shower. Make sure you like clean the whole area and make sure that it's stuff's cleaned out of there. I mean, you could do some kind of like enema if you'd like to. I don't recommend like using the vinegar. Like if you buy a store-bought enema, take it out and put water in it, like squeeze out all the vinegar stuff in it and fill it with water. But you really probably don't have to. Make sure you've passed your bowels recently. But you're not even there yet. Here's the thing, Sam. You're not there yet. She says she might be down with anal, but you've never done it. Gotta take this slow, okay? Because you're right, Sam. You're right. It is painful. A lot of women have a lot of pain the first time because it's done incorrectly. Meaning, perhaps, drunk, they have it really quickly. They don't use lube. The partner doesn't use lube. Lube is so important. They just shove it in. They're screaming bloody murder.
Murdy works from this. They tense up. Sounds like Murdy.
And it hurts. And yeah. It's painful. So let's just do this right the first time. Start to like explore. Like when you're fooling around with her and you're going down on her, like you could start to take your finger and like rub it over her anus. Over the opening with your finger. Like there's a lot of sensitive nerve endings there. And just see how that feels to her. Like you don't want to just like stick your finger in. And you definitely just want to stick your penis in. So you always want to like start off small and just see how that goes. Like try that for a few weeks.
Yeah.
And then like you could stick your pinky in. But again, you always want to use lube. It's very important. She wants to breathe. Your nails are cut. She has to breathe. Foreplay is important. You want her to be turned on. You want to be turned on. I'm sure you already are turned on. But like even if you want to start with anal, like it really helps if she already has an orgasm, if she's relaxed. Because the thing is, another reason why it's painful for women is because we tense up and we hold our breath.
Everyone does. When you get scared, you do that. Like people talk about it.
Yeah. I just got scared. I'm tensing here. Right. Yeah. Not a good time. No, I didn't really. But we do that. And you don't realize that actually breathing relaxes your sphincter muscles and truly allows you to have a more pleasant experience. Lube is your best friend. If you don't have lube by your bed, just buy some now. Joe Premium Silicone Lube is great. With condom, use that during anal. And just like she's got to relax and breathe, you got to use lube and you got to go slow. So I would say you can get some butt plugs and experiment with your fingers, your pinkies, and then pinky, and build up to it over time and slow it down because you're 19. She's just interested. It doesn't matter that you're 19. Just anyone should slow it down when they're trying. And then build.
I wonder how that came up.
He was like, hey, I want anal, do you? And she said, maybe.
Were you guys hammered? Were you out looking at the Dead Barrier Reef, having a moment? And I wonder how that came up. I wish we had the full story. It comes up
all the time. I know. That's why it's good to have callers. Sam, you could call in.
Casual, like, anal? You down?
Yeah, anal. Got anal.
Butt play? You into that?
Yeah. She's like, yeah, I might be. I don't really know what it means.
They listen to the Butthole Surfers and yes.
Dude, I don't know. But it came up and he's psyched. So I'm glad you asked the questions because you don't want to be the one who, you know, ruins her anal for life.
Cloris Leachman, you would never guess it would come from her, but she was a very old actress and older actress, one of the older actresses we ever had, actors of any male or female on Loveline. She said out of the blue, she was talking about anal and she was saying that the woman should push out. It seems very, once again, counterintuitive, but she should push out during, push out a little bit.
That makes sense. Kind of bear down.
Yeah, bear down a little bit, almost like you're giving
she
birth.
She was really just like kind of speaking up, but were you like, what? Like Cloris Leachman?
I was shocked. So, you know, Cloris Leachman,
she's like, I'll answer this anal question, Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
No, I'd expect it from the half of the porn stars that we had on. We had like the anal queen of the year on, and I would expect it from
her.
She
was like mute.
Not Cloris, though.
Yeah. I love that's good too. You should bear down and take it easy. So I think those are all really good things. Foreplay, warm her up, lube. Use lube with whatever you do, guys.
Lube
on your nipples. Lube with cooking. Use lube on your clitoris. Yeah. Use lube when you cook. Use lube with your blowjobs. Happy steak and blowjob day. Give a blowjob. Save a blowjob.
Give a blowjob. Save a blowjob. Is he trying to equate it with the whales?
Kind of. Yeah.
The horror that's happening with the poor whales?
I don't know.
The blowjob? I appreciate that.
Yeah. Save a blowjob for someone you love.
Yes.
And make a steak. And I hope you have many a blowjobs or at least a steak today, Anderson.
Oh, that's nice. Not at the
same
time.
Thank you for being here.
Once again, full circle.
I think you should brush your teeth and separate them out. This was fun.
Does she get steak at all?
If she wants, let her eat steak. If she wants,
she can have some.
She can have steak. And I don't know. Here's the thing. I'm not saying you got to force any, but any holiday that's about sex, I'm down.
You're into it. Yeah. What other sexual holidays are there?
Like,
I guess Valentine's Day kind of is.
Yeah, well, this is like the reaction. Like, hey, we got you flowers and candy.
National Porn Day. Is there a day?
Not yet. I'm sure. There will be.
Oh, there is
a National Porn Day. I wonder who made that one up. I
wonder what day
the porn companies. Yeah. I think every day is Porn Day for many people.
For a lot of people, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So, has your porn interest changed since you've had a baby?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think about it nearly as much. I don't have time.
It's, no time for masturbation.
Yeah, I mean, I have no time for very much at all.
You know? Wake up then? Then you do probably wake up and you're so
like
tired.
You said earlier, I think on this show or last, yeah. like you, it occurred to you like, oh, it's been a while. Like that's kind of where
yeah,
I'm at. It's like,
dude.
Oh,
and when you do, though, it feels good,
anything.
Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I haven't had time to do anything. So yeah.
You do it in the car on the way to
the whole asexual thing. I might try and knock one out over on my way to the film vault right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dealing with
You'd
my co-host.
Good. It releases a lot.
Yeah.
It really does. Yeah. I feel like my whole world changed. My eyes cleared up. I was like, my cold went away.
Did it really?
Yeah.
No, really? You're so holistic. Look at you.
No, I'm not. But it does help. Masturbation helps everything. Masturbation makes the world go round.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, it's really great to see you.
It's good to
and
see
everyone
you.
Everyone can find you at Anderson Cowan.
AndersonCowan.com. COWAN.
And all your podcasts and your movies
the
and
film
your
vault, After Disaster. Cinematics, yes.
True. Thank you for being here. And thank you, everybody, for shopping at my store, too, on my website. Check that out. Everything out on Sex with Emily. And thank you for listening. And thank you to my whole team. I love you. And thanks again. Yeah. Thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.